Hello and welcome to the podcast today. We are going to be looking a bit in the behind the scenes of the last episode with Crystal Heitzma, where I looked at some of her great grandparents, looked into their lives, and ever since I've been wanting to figure out more about her great grandfather, who was, his birth name was Emerson Stapleton Baker. And shortly after, he was, I don't know if he was legally adopted, but he was raised by his great uncle, and his name was changed to Harvey Stapleton. Later in life, so the family has a obituary attached to him that his name is Emerson Baker, and I'm wondering why. Why did he go back to that name after all of those years? So we're going to be diving into that, and I'm going to be talking to you about how you know if a record is for your ancestor. Like, how do you even know if you have the right Emerson Stapleton or if you have the right Harvey Stapleton? How do you know that your ancestor is the right one on that record? So as I go along, and I'm going to show you what things I found to lead me to believe that, yes, this is correct, that this obituary is for this Emerson Stapleton Baker, Harvey Stapleton, that they are the same person, and that the family is correct to have this obituary linked to him. So, just to refresh, I'm going to share some about this family. I'll share some documents. So if you want to watch on YouTube or on Spotify, you can actually view that as well. And I will share those here. Okay, so I'm just going to go back to the family tree and show you what we have here. So here is Emerson Stapleton Baker. This is Crystal's great-grandfather. He was born in Ontario and in 1910. And in the last episode, we talked about him marrying Antoinette Saucier. They had at least four children. And then they got divorced sometime after 1934 when they got married, and before 1959 when Antoinette remarried someone else. Okay, so there wasn't much about Harvey after that time, but there were a couple of things. So the first thing was there was a border crossing record for him in, let's just take a look at it. Okay, so here is the border crossing for Harvey Edwin Stapleton. And there's a few reasons why we know that this is actually him. Okay, so this will help you in your own research. You always want to have some sort of link from what you know to what this new record is telling you. You don't want to just base it off of their name because there could be other people with the same name. So you want to look at the location, you want to look at other relationships on there, you want to look at dates, you want to look at event locations and all of those things to try to think how likely is it that this is the same person. So we know that Harvey was born February 7th, 1910 in Ontario, Canada, and it actually is Wingham, Ontario, Canada. And so when we look at this, we have Harvey Edwin Stapleton, that was his name on his marriage record, and his birthplace is Wingham, Ontario, Canada, February 7th, 1910. Okay, so that, based off of that, I'm pretty confident this is actually him. The likelihood of another Harvey Edwin Stapleton being born in Wingham, Ontario on the same day is very unlikely. So this is likely him. There isn't really much other information, no other relationships or anything on there. You can't really read like why they are traveling to the United States, but they lived near the border, so it's not uncommon to cross into the United States sometimes. Okay, so this was in 1943, and I believe he actually probably went to Alberta, the province of Alberta at this time, and I'll show you why. So this was in 1943. Maybe this was shortly after they were divorced. Maybe he abandoned his family. We don't know for sure about that until we can, you know, find court records or something to show what happened to that marriage. But then there was another border crossing record that I'm going to show you here. Okay, so this one is for another Harvey Stapleton, but we're going to look at who this is. So this is for Harvey Emmanuel Stapleton. And from family records, we know that this was one of their children. And we can take a look at this. So this was in 1952. So this would have been about 5 years after his father left. In London, Ontario is where this Harvey Emanuel Stapleton lived and where he was born. It was November in London, November 11th, 1935. That matches with family records. He was 17 years old. It says his occupation was tinsmith. It's interesting. He was single, and last residence was 220 West Emerson Avenue, London, Ontario. His mother was Anne Stapleton, and he has been to the US for short visits only, self, and he's going to his father, Harvey Stapleton, at 1817 112th Avenue, Edmonton, Alberta. Okay. Now, his mother's name was Antoinette Stapleton, so going as Anne Stapleton is not unheard of. And he's traveling to Alberta to visit his father. So, what do I know? How do I know that this is actually him and that this Harvey Stapleton that he's going to is actually his father? Well, based on his birth date, location, his mother's name, his father's name, his name, that all matches up. Okay. So I'm guessing that 5 years earlier, or four and a half years earlier, his father went to Edmonton, likely. And now his son, he's 17 years old. Maybe he's done with school, wants to go stay with his dad. Okay. So that is what I'm basing that off of. And I believe that to be right. Okay. So that is basically how you do family history research, how you do genealogy. You base off looking for these records and find the information on them and see if they match what you know already. Okay. And each of those little clues is going to provide you with a little more information, but you always want to have some sort of connection between the two things. If there isn't a clear connection, you might have to find multiple records that bring them all together. Okay. I'm going to show you a little bit about that too. Okay. So now we assume that Harvey is living in Edmonton. His son has come to live with him. So now I looked at some newspaper records to see if I can find anything about a Harvey Stapleton living in Edmonton, Alberta. Okay. And I was able to find one thing. Okay. So I'm going to pull up this here. And we found a marriage notice. Okay, now this one is a little bit of a stretch because there's not much common information, not much on there that we have from previous information, but I do think that it's him. Okay, so to reside in Edmonton, there's a picture of him, and if we, I'll show you another picture of him that we have to see if you think it's the right person. But it just says Mr. and Mrs. Harvey Stapleton were married recently and will make their home in Edmonton. They're pictured above. Okay, the bride is the former Miss Jean Esler, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. William Esler of Calgary. The groom's parents are Mrs. R. Stapleton and the late Mr. Stapleton of Wingham, Ontario. Okay, so a couple of things. Wingham, Ontario, we know that that's where he was born. Mrs. R. Stapleton, so his biological father was Robert Oliver Stapleton. His biological mother was Martha Baker. They did not get married. So we don't know if this is his biological father's wife that he's talking about here or how that's re recorded. He was supposedly raised by his great uncle, Emmanuel Stapleton, and Mabel Stapleton. So, but because it's Wingham, Ontario, I'm pretty sure this is him. And another reason is looking at his picture. So there's that picture of him. And let me pull up another picture of him. Okay, so here's this other picture of him. They both have glasses, similar hairline. And so I am guessing that it's him. Okay, so that is how I based that off of him, knowing that this is likely him. So this was a marriage in, well, this was announced in October 1952. So he likely got married around then. And then his son came and visited him in November of 1952. So maybe he heard that his dad got married and now he wants to go see him. Who knows? Okay. So that is how now we're placing Harvey Stapleton in Edmonton, Alberta in 1952. So then I wanted to find out more, trying to find his death record, trying to find something about him that provided more information to see, you know, where he actually was. The family does have a obituary for him, and when we look at that, his name was Emerson Baker. And why would he have gone by Emerson Baker all of a sudden with when he was Harvey Stapleton for, 50 years? And so here is Emerson Baker. It says he died on May 2nd, 1984, in St. Paul, Alberta, which is near Edmonton, survived by his loving wife, Mary. So if you look at the last marriage, that was Jean, was his wife's name. Has 5 sons and 2 daughters. Now, looking at the names of these sons, like some of the names match up with what the family has. I think there was a Leroy. Yeah, there's a Leroy and Gerald. So that could be Jerry. So it wasn't like cut and dry. These are his children, right? But he was remarried. So maybe he was married between those two. Maybe he had some children with that Jean that he married in 1952. We don't really know. And it gets harder to look for records the later you go because of privacy laws. There's only marriage records before 19, I believe it's 1949 in Alberta available. And they're like birth records are not available after like 1930, 1927, around there. So once you get later, it's harder to find records. You'll be basing things more off of newspaper articles. So this one doesn't really have much of a link. That's why it's kind of been bothering me that I want to like know for sure that this is actually him. Why would he have all of a sudden been going by Emerson Baker? And then I was able to find an obituary for Mary Stapleton, who I believe is who that Emerson Baker was married to. I know that this gets confusing, but I'm just showing you how this can get confusing, how you can find things that can help you know what records are for your ancestor. So here's a Mary Machenko Baker. So you remember in that obituary for Emerson Baker, it said his wife was Mary. So if we scroll down to the to here, it lists that she was predeceased by her first husband, John Marchenko, in 1972, and her second husband, Emerson Baker, in 1984. Okay, so this is that Mary that the Emerson Baker was married to at the time of his death. Okay, and so we've got that, but still we're wondering like how does this tie to Harvey Stapleton? So then I did some more digging, more looking for Emerson Baker and all of that, and I found a public notice. And these were often put in newspapers as legalities to try to, I don't know, to get people to have action against them, a public notice of action. It was something, there's a plaintiff, Agnes Elsie Berard, and it's between her and, look at this, Emerson Baker Stapleton, also known as Emerson Baker, also known as Baker Emerson. Okay. There's the link. So for some reason, he changed from being named Harvey Stapleton and went back to Emerson Baker Stapleton or Emerson Baker. And it doesn't say what this case is about. It just says that there's notice Agnes Elsie Berard has filed a writ of summons, blah, 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 for damages for breach of trust together with interest thereon and costs. Your whereabouts being unknown, His Honor Judge McMorrin ordered service of the writ of summons and of this order pronounced the 6th day of November 1975 on you by this advertisement and by serving your son, Lee Stapleton, and your daughter, Sharon Stapleton. Those are both children listed in that obituary for Emerson Baker. The grounds alleged are stated in the writ of summons. If you wish to defend or counterclaim the steps, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So there's the link. There's a link that shows that that Emerson Baker obituary that we have for 1984 or 85 when he died is Emerson Baker Stapleton. Can you see how that works? So these children are the same names as that Emerson Baker who died. And this is showing that the Emerson Baker was actually Emerson Baker Stapleton. Okay. I did email. The county court records for New Westminster, BC, are not available online, at least not that I can tell. So I did email. We'll see if we happen to find out what this court case was about. anyways, kind of interesting. So that helps to show, provide some more proof that that's the right Emerson Baker, who is actually Harvey Stapleton. I do want to do more digging because it still is like a little loose. There is a headstone for him that shows that he served in the military. And I tried to find some military records for him, but it's harder to find them for World War II because of privacy laws. But maybe with some more digging, some more things can be uncovered. But I'm pretty confident that that Emerson Baker, who died in 1984, I believe that that is a Harvey Stapleton. So maybe there were some legalities, maybe there was stuff going on. He felt like he needed to change his name so that was less messy. I don't know. So that was fun to find some more clues and kind of wrap up some loose ends that were bothering me with that case that I shared with Crystal last week for her great grandparents. So when you are looking for records and things about your own ancestors, you always want to look at what you already know. Don't just jump to conclusions and think, oh, well, my ancestor lived there. That's their same name. It's about the same age as probably him. You want to find clues that link them together. I am a part of some Facebook groups, genealogy Facebook groups, one for Wales I'm on. And every once in a while you get beginners in there that are looking for, you know, where their ancestor lived in Wales, and they find someone with the same name and they think, oh, that must be them. It doesn't work that way. You have to find the clues to lead them back to a specific location. You always have to, look at what you know. So say you have an ancestor that's named John Smith. They were a blacksmith in Yorkshire in England. Okay, how many blacksmiths named John Smith do you think are in that county? There's probably quite a bit. So before you just assume that you found the right one on the census, you have to look at the other relationships. What was their wife's name? Well, who were their children? Where were they born? Do those things all match up? You always want to look at what you know and compare that with the records. If there's not enough information there, then you'll need to find multiple records. So like we found that obituary that lists his name and some children. We don't know for sure if that's the right one. But then we find that court notice that lists his name with the Stapleton name and those same children that are on the obituary. So with those two things together, and his birth record that gives his name and his marriage record that gives the same names of his parents as his birth record, all of those things linked together show that he's the same person. So hopefully that helps you. That gives you some insight into not only how fun genealogy can be, how it's like putting all the pieces together, being a detective, but how confusing it can get and how easy it can get be to just assume that people are who we think they are. So hope that helps you with your own genealogy research. Hope that helps to clear up some of the loose ends from the last episode. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it, and then this one will make a lot more sense. But thanks so much for listening today. We will see you next week with a new episode. Thanks so much for listening to Know Your Ancestors today. If you want more help with your own family tree, learning how to look for records, getting unstuck, whether that's merging people on Family Search or learning how and where to look for records about your ancestor, I offer a VIP membership. It's a 3-month commitment where you can come and get help with your family tree every week in a live call. If you can't attend live, you can submit questions beforehand and I will answer them on the call. You can go to knowyourancestors.co/VIP to sign up for that. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. I'd love for you to leave a rating and review and share this episode with your friends, and we'll see you next week.